If you think about it, every day when we go to the food court, we have our meals. We are mainly having food that is of our choice. Yeah. So, do we go to the food court and then choose food that we don't like to eat? Yeah. Maybe sometimes we buy food thinking that is agreeable, but when we eat it, you're like, yeah, we may think that way. Yeah, but it's not by our choice. We usually choose something that is agreeable to us. Nothing wrong with choosing what is agreeable to us. Okay? Nothing wrong. But if our happiness hinges on having what is agreeable to us, that's the problem. Then our happiness is not dependable. Our happiness come and go. Our happiness, our life, becomes like a roller coaster ride. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes left, sometimes right. For a roller coaster ride, at least there's an end point. Yeah? At least there's an end point. But for our life, is there an end point? Oh yeah, there's an end point also. Yeah. But after a roller coaster ride, are we satisfied? No, we want to go one more time. Likewise, for our life, after we finish, then we think, no, I still want to try again. Yeah. Sometimes people don't like the roller coaster ride that they took, so they go for another ride. Yeah. They want a different ride. So sometimes for some people, after this life, they feel like, this present life was not satisfying, not agreeable. They want a different kind of life. So they still come back. Yeah. But when they come back, they are still on a roller coaster ride. What is it about the roller coaster ride? It's not within our control. When you take the roller coaster ride, can you control how fast it goes? You cannot. Can you control whether it go up or go down? You can't. You can't. Yeah. If we live our life hinged on having agreeable things, agreeable people, agreeable experiences for us to be happy, then our happiness, our life, is like on a emotional roller coaster ride. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad. In fact, I've often shared with students, then we live our life like the air conditioner. Is it too cold today? It's okay. But if you are like the air conditioner, someone can make your life very cold. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, someone can heat you up. Ding, 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 ding. Then you, oh. Yeah. If we allow our mood, our happiness, hinge on our likes and dislikes, hinge on external people, things and events, then we behave like a television, like an air conditioner. Yeah. Whatever channel people want to select, they want to see us make a fool of ourselves, change to the comedy channel, then we'll make a fool of ourselves. They want to see us cry, then they press our button. Then we... Yeah. So, for many people, this is how they live their life. Yeah. But among us, there was one such person in our life, in our this time period. There was one person among many who succeeded in going beyond this. Yeah. There were many people who tried to go beyond this kind of life. But the first one to succeed in our time period was this person, was born a prince, Sakyamuni Buddha. Yeah. His name was Prince Siddhartha. He saw the dissatisfaction in the worldly life. Yeah. And then he sought a solution. He sought a way out. He sought an end to this kind of tumultuous lifestyle. Yeah. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Never quite certain. And in that process, he come to realize the truth about the world. And then he saw that The way to accomplish this is through a series of practices, yeah, that he later gave the teachings as the Noble Eightfold Path.